You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Supreme Court on Wednesday, 22nd May, refused to entertain former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren's petition challenging the Enforcement Directorate's arrest in a money laundering case related to an alleged land scam in the state and seeking interim bail for campaigning in the Lok Sabha elections 2024. A vacation bench comprising Justices Deepankar Datta and Satish Chandra Sharma also pulled up Hemant Soren for suppressing from it the fact that he filed a bail plea before a trial court, saying his conduct isn't free from blemish. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for Hemant Soren, withdrew the application after the court warned it would otherwise dismiss the plea. The development means the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader won't be able to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Your conduct tells a lot. We expected your client to come up with candor, but you suppressed material facts, the court told Hemant Soren's lawyer. On Tuesday, Hemant Soren faced scrutiny from the Supreme Court, which asked how he could contest the validity of his arrest by the ED after a Jharkhand trial court has already acknowledged the existence of prima facie evidence of money laundering against him. Rajya Sabha and Aam Aadmi Party (AAP) MP Swati Maliwal tweeted on Wednesday, saying that she received a call from senior leader from the party. She alleged that everyone is under pressure to speak dirty things against her and that the party is plotting a personal photos leak. Maliwal further claimed that the party threatened everyone who supported her. Former Delhi Commission for Women Chief Maliwal alleged that she was assaulted at Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence by his aide Bibhav Kumar on 13th May. A case that the Delhi police are currently investigating with Kumar in custody. Taking to the social media platform X on Wednesday, Maliwal wrote, "Yesterday, I received a call from a party's senior leader. He told me about the immense pressure on everyone to speak negatively about me and to break me by leaking my personal photos. It is being said that whoever supports me will be expelled from the party. Someone has been assigned the duty of holding press conferences, while someone else has been assigned the task of tweeting. Someone's responsibility is to call volunteers in America and obtain something against me. Some beat reporters close to the accused must fabricate some fake sting operations." The Bihar Bharatiya Janata Party on Wednesday expelled Bhojpuri singer Pawan Singh for contesting the Lok Sabha elections 2024 against the National Democratic Alliance (NDA)'s official candidate as an independent candidate from the Karkat seat. Pawan Singh had earlier announced his decision to contest from Karkat Lok Sabha constituency as an independent candidate. Though Pawan Singh was believed to be a member of the BJP, party sources remained silent on the matter earlier. The Singhathan politician had reportedly sought a ticket from Rashtriya Janata Dal before opting to contest independently. In a post on X, Pawan Singh earlier wrote, "There will only be development. There won't be any noise. We will give a new dawn to Karkat." Earlier, Pawan Singh's mother Pratima Devi withdrew her candidature from Bihar's Karkat Lok Sabha seat. Rashtriya Lok Morcha head and former Union Minister Upendra Kushwaha is contesting as the NDA candidate from the South Bihar seat, where Pawan Singh decided to contest after declining a BJP ticket from Asansol in West Bengal. The India Meteorological Department (IMD) issued a red alert for Delhi and parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and West Uttar Pradesh, predicting continued heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over the next 5 days. Maximum daytime temperatures in many districts of these states may exceed 47 degrees Celsius. On Tuesday, severe heatwave conditions were observed in many parts of Northwest India, in parts of Rajasthan, as well as isolated pockets of Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh, the Met Department said. Additionally, warm night conditions were observed in some parts of Rajasthan, it said. The highest maximum temperature recorded on Tuesday was in Sirsa, Haryana, at 47.8 degrees Celsius, followed by 47.4 degrees Celsius in Najafgarh, Delhi. Heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are likely to persist in the plains of northwest India, with heatwave conditions expected in North Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat over the next 5 days. Many parts of central India are expected to experience a gradual rise in maximum temperatures of about 2-3 degrees in the next 5 days. In the next 24 hours, northwest India and Maharashtra are expected to experience no significant change in maximum temperatures, followed by a gradual rise of 2-3 degrees Celsius. Singapore Airlines CEO Goh Choon Phong on Wednesday issued a public apology after its London to Singapore flight encountered severe turbulence, causing numerous injuries and one fatality. "On behalf of Singapore Airlines, I would like to express my deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of the deceased," Phong said in a video message. "On behalf of Singapore Airlines, I would like to express my deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of the deceased," Phong said in a video message. The flight, originally bound from London to Singapore on a Boeing 777-300ER aircraft, diverted to Bangkok after experiencing turbulent conditions that tossed passengers and crew members around the cabin, resulting in some hitting the ceiling. More than 140 passengers and crew members aboard the Boeing 777 flight arrived in Singapore on Wednesday morning, while some remained in Bangkok to receive medical aid. A 73-year-old British passenger passed away, likely due to a heart attack, while around 30 others sustained injuries.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.